Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Brock Olson joining me in studio. We're in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. Brock, we had Chris write in. Chris is in a little bit of predicament. 5 years ago, when he first started dating his then-girlfriend, he was asked a harmless question of what's your favorite dessert. He answered cherry pie because he didn't want to seem boring, because his standard answer is apple pie. So he changed it up a little bit. He kind of panicked, got a little nervous. But now, fast forward 5 years, every single year on his birthday, he's surprised with a cherry pie. He enjoys it. He's eating it. But at the same time, he feels a little guilty because she's gone through all of this effort each and every year to make sure he gets a cherry pie on his birthday, when in reality, he doesn't really want a cherry pie. And he's asking, does he bring this up? Does he confess this white lie that he has told over all these years? Is she going to be mad? What does he do with this? Or does he just eat the cherry pie forever and go to the grave with that information?
Right, right.
Well,
Chris, yeah, thanks so much for writing this in. We were saying that this is one of the most fun submissions that we've had in a while, so thank you for writing this in. You know, I love that she is wanting to take care of you, and she's doing everything she possibly can to make you feel appreciated and loved and considered, like she's really paying attention. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to find that level of detail being taken in on us as men. And her doing that, like, within a month, you were probably not expecting that, buddy. You just probably weren't. That's why you threw out cherry pie. Like, what's the harm of that? Like, it's a dessert, might not be my favorite dessert. Like, what are you going to do with that information? Sure. Well, surprise, this is what's happened. But no, you want some advice on how I would handle this. So I would start by highlighting that you love that she loves taking care of you, that she takes a lot of time and effort in hand making you what she thinks is your favorite dessert. So we need to acknowledge that it's not so much about the type of pie, it's about the gesture. It's that she's showing you that she loves and she appreciates you. So let's start with that with her. Sure. And say, you know, when we were first dating, we only knew each other for a few weeks. You asked me, I blurted something out. Maybe your beauty just like struck me and I just couldn't think straight. I just threw something out there and I did not expect you to like swing for the fences and hit a home run with the amount of effort you put in. And I just haven't had the heart to tell you that cherry pie is great, but it's actually not my favorite. Apple pie is actually my favorite. And, you know, she'll probably laugh because this is a very fun thing. I mean, she might say something like, you know, I can't believe you didn't say something earlier. It's like, just tell her that you've always appreciated the effort, that it hasn't ever been about the pie. It's always just been about her setting aside time and effort in celebrating and making you feel loved. And you just didn't want to ruin that. But now you feel a little bit more confident. You can say something about it. And what you'd like to do is try it together. Try to make this pie, this apple pie, together. It could be something you guys do. Maybe you fail. Maybe she crushes it. I mean, it sounds like, you know, she knows her way around the kitchen, and that could be an opportunity for you guys to try something new together and get it right. So that's actually how I would handle it. I would just approach it with love and appreciation on her end for just trying to show you that she really cares. Because, you know, finding a woman that's willing to do that super early, like I said, you were probably not expecting that a couple weeks in, a month in, like, that's rare. And ladies, that's how you get wiped up. So learn how to make some good desserts, and you'll find yourself in a marriage. Who knows?
So your advice, definitely confess.
100%.
But you have to make of that effort to first and foremost.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know what, you've been making this cherry pie and I've hated it every single time. Right, like, of course, no. Start with love. Start with the appreciation.
Yeah.
Start with the level of appreciation and love that she's been showing you over the years. Approach the topic with that type of energy. You guys will probably have a laugh about this, and I would love to hear what ends up happening. Like, if you have this conversation, please write us in and let us know how it goes, because I think it'll go over really well. And I'm hoping her apple pie is just as good as the cherry pie, or even better.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah, I think this will be really good. This will be a good opportunity for you two to just continue growing in your marriage.
And if anything, it's a great story to tell.
It certainly is.
When it comes down
to it. It's so much fun.
It is really fun. And you mentioned that I had a scenario that reminded me of my uncle. It's the same idea. He mentioned, or somehow in conversation when he was dating my aunt, that it was brought up that he enjoyed chocolate-covered cherries. And for some reason, that stuck with my aunt, and then she started buying him chocolate-covered cherries. And finally, he came through, because he actually didn't like him at all. He was probably said it sarcastically. She didn't pick up on it. Whatever, long story short, she laughed about it. It was great. But every single year, he still got a box of chocolate-covered
cherries.
It's
the habit.
Because that was the joke. That
right.
was the joke
oh,
of
got it.
You
it,
know,
got it.
She was just continuing on with the
uh-huh.
joke, and it was just kind of a gag gift
right.
for the rest of their time. But I just thought that was really funny. So very, very similar.
You'll
story.
Probably be getting a cherry candle or something
yeah,
in the future.
Yeah, you
something.
Now,
just
sure.
a joke. But that's a phenomenal bonding opportunity for
yes.
you to have this joke about, like, you know, from the very beginning, this has been going on. Like, think about 20 years from now.
Mm.
You'll still be making jokes about this. It'll still be something that just the two of you understand. And I think that's really beautiful.
Nope, absolutely. Thank you, Chris, for writing in. You out there listening, if you have a question for Brock, send it over. It can be lighthearted like this. It can be a little bit of a story, scenario, or maybe you're just looking for some advice. Send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also hit us up on social media. You can slide in Brock's DMs, and you can ask your question that way. Also, don't forget to check out Brock's website. That's brockolson.com. Check out the Mind's Eye and so much more that Brock offers. Again, that's all at brockolson.com. Brock, we appreciate the time. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.